Here's Ed Taylor with today's episode of Lead to Serve, a leadership podcast.
Hey, welcome to today's edition of Lead to Serve podcast. So blessed that you have chosen to join us. It's kind of cool. You know, I like podcasting. All the episodes get delivered right to my phone. And when I'm driving about with CarPlay or something, I can listen in, take people with me along the way if I'm not listening to a Bible study. So I think podcasts are cool. And I'm glad that you have connected with me and connected with the ministry here and that we're growing together in God's grace. This is the Lead to Serve podcast. It's a podcast on ministry and servanthood, which will develop our leadership. And it's not just for the church, although that is where I serve and that's where what I oversee. But the skills and the insights that we learn on Lead to Serve are applicable anywhere. Whether you're in the corporate world, whether you're a customer service rep or home or whatever it might be. I could go on a list of different roles that we have in this world, but these principles are good, they're solid, they're biblical, and especially will help us as we serve within the context of the Church of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the key, right? We want to serve the Lord well, and we know that we are the church. And that's where the name came from, Lead to Serve. You know, serving leads to takes us back to leading, which takes us back to serving, and we want to learn how to serve well. So I want to remind you and thank you at the same time, but to connect with me, you can email me at ed@edtaylor.org, ed@edtaylor.org, or you can go to edtaylor.org and use the email form there. It'll come to me as well. Or you can text me directly, 720-608-0012. You can text me there and we can have an ongoing dialogue, or maybe I can send you resources if you have questions, things going on, maybe a question for a upcoming podcast, a topic that you want covered. Because when I think of the podcast and incorporating others is part of my future plans. But here's the thing, the reason why I'm just talking, just you and me, is because it takes a lot of scheduling and rearranging of my schedule to get studio time, to sit in with someone, their schedule, my schedule, and it's super challenging. So here I'm living out a principle that I want you to live out. It's not the topic of our podcast today, but I'm living out a principle. I'm just going to do what I can. I know that we could do it better. I know that we can we can add this and we can try this and we will. I definitely want to improve. I want to grow in this, even changing out microphones and different things that we're doing to try to make it sound better. But I have to work around my schedule. And here's the thing. I pastor a church, and that is my priority in calling. So that means I've got to study. I've got to pray. I've got to prepare. And then I get to shepherd a flock. And the first flock that I shepherd is our team and our staff. And so I'm ministering to them and making myself available to them. And then we have the church. And I do take to heart that desire to be a pastor teacher, serving. I do hospital visits. I have funerals, weddings. I'm a pastor. This is what God's called me to do. And so I have to do what God has called me to do in that context. But this is also what God's called me to do. And when I can carve out the time like I did today with a series of appointments and such, I was able to carve out time today to record this episode. I wasn't able to get it anyone, but I am going to. That is a plan of mine, and I know the Lord's going to help me do it. So pray for me in that. As I talk to different people, the Lord is I have the privilege of having a lot of friends that are super insightful in a variety of different ways, and I can't wait to have more conversations like we did with Bob Claycamp. Now, the Bob Claycamp one was, we're in the office at the time, we both had spare time, and boom, we walked right down the hallway into the studio. Bam, it worked. And I'm praying for more opportunities for that. And even things here at the church, you know, just, we have some openings, we have some needs here. Yeah, it's, just pray for us. Pray for me. So here's today, all right, you ready? Here's today. The topic of today, I titled, Following Up, Following Through, and Following On. And here's how this starts. One of my personal pet peeves, whether it's as a pastor or just a guy, is when I call a church And number one, I can't get a hold of anyone. Or number two, I leave a voicemail and I never hear back. Or really, basically, those two things. Like that should not be the description of our churches, where people call and can't get a hold of anyone. And then if they do leave a message, they never get a call back. That's just absolutely unacceptable. So one of the ways that we try to combat that, and one of the ways I try to help the team here understand that, is first of all, put ourselves in the position of someone calling and asking for help. You know, whether the phone never gets answered, or again, voicemails aren't followed up on, or messages aren't responded to. It happens occasionally, but it shouldn't be the norm. And it's a pet peeve of mine. I don't like it. I don't like it. I think we should be good communicators. I mentioned that in a previous podcast, right? What if we had to use the phrase, what is the business of the church? It's communication. Everything rises and falls on how we communicate the love of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, the forgiveness of sins, how we teach the Bible, how we teach people to pray, how we disciple. It's all communicating. And communication includes the everyday mundane answer the phone, answer questions. What about this? Can we do that? And we must be good communicators. And here's how it starts. You need to remember that the person that on the other end of a voicemail, on the other end of an email, on the other end of a text message, on the other end of an instant message, on the other end of a phone call is a person. And if you remember that there's a person there, then that will elevate your mindset on how to serve them. They're people. It's not a voicemail or an email. You know, you go, oh, Ed, you don't understand, my whole email box is thousands of emails. Well, that's not the person's fault that's emailing you. That's your fault. You need to learn to empty out your inbox by responding to your emails, by deleting them. I guess that could be a different podcast in and of itself, but adopting a zero inbox policy with your email, because if you use it as a task list, it'll just overwhelm you because you'll never get done. Ever, never get done. And believe me, I'm speaking from experience. You know, when you have 100 things in your email box that still need to be done, it is discouraging. And you, when you are faced with discouraging things, you have a tendency to avoid them. And when you avoid your email, then you're not communicating well. So let's consider this thought, following up, following through, and following on. As a spiritual leader, you're going to be invited into people's lives. That's what a voicemail is. They are inviting you into their lives with a question or a need. That's what an email is, an invitation. That's what a wedding is, or a memorial, or any piece of communication is an invitation into a person's life. And there is a process of relationship that begins and continues far beyond the event that started it. When you're invited into someone's life by an event, that is an invitation of relationship. Now, to what degree and what length, we don't know. But it is an invitation to relationship. People are not tasks. People are people. And the tasks that surround serving people now are opportunities and invitations for ongoing relationship. So never forget that ministry continues past the event, past the crisis. And without proper follow-up, people get neglected. And that is sinful, I believe. When people are neglected, especially in the context of ministry and serving Jesus, I believe that's sinful. Part of communicating well is closing any gaps people waiting to hear back from us. And I'm sure around your parts, I know around our parts here, I'm talking like a Coloradan, around our parts, you know, I know around here, we're always concerned about people falling through the cracks, because there is a lot. There is a lot. Whether you're a church of 50 people, there's a lot, because you don't have a lot of help to serve those 50 people. If you're a church of 5,000 people, it's a lot, because even the proportionate amount of people serving you, it's just more. It's always something, something, something. And the danger is that people fall through the cracks. Could you just resolve right now, just you and me right now, can you just resolve to not let people fall through the cracks, that's not okay? That it's not okay for people to be forgotten? It's not okay for people not to get their phone calls returned, not to receive an email? It's not okay. It doesn't reflect the heart of Jesus Christ. It doesn't reflect the heart of God, who sent his only begotten Son to seek and to save the lost. So here's a principle that we've developed here to help follow up. And it's not just follow up. We always talk about that. Let's follow up. Is there any follow up? And that's important. But you could see by the title of the podcast, and I've already shared it, we talk about following up, following through, and following on here. And so following up is within 24 hours. The follow-up of something is get back to someone in 24 hours. Following through would cover days and weeks. And that means after you followed up with them, you set a reminder or you jot a little note down, and then you then follow through. And so you're wanting to check in on them and make sure everything's fine. And then following on, it would go until the coming of the Lord, till the rapture of the church. Like, we're going to continue on this relationship until it doesn't. So not all relationships are going to continue till the rapture, but many of them will. And there's little tools you can use, reminder apps. I use an email client. I use Spark as my email client on my computer and on my phone and my iPad. And that all ties together. And they have a reminder feature on emails. So I'll respond to an email. And if necessary, I'll set a reminder of that email so it'll pop up again in 30 days. So I can check in on someone. I can make sure if it's someone that's sick, I might have it remind me every day. And I'm checking in every day. But there's follow up, that's quick. Follow through, that's in the days and weeks ahead. And then following on is continuing. Like, you're going to continue on through it. And so, again, use your reminder apps, use your calendar, use other tools that will help you serve God well till he returns. Another tool that I use, and I don't use it so extensively anymore, but I still do use it, and they've developed some really good parts to it. It's called Evernote. And Evernote is a place where I put all my documents in, I put reminders, task lists. In the Notes app, really on the iPhone, has helped me and replaced a lot of features that I've used in Evernote. But Evernote's another tool that will remind me, if I set a reminder, to follow through and follow up. And I try to take good notes. I try to put things on my calendar. I try to develop a mindset, really, to follow up. Another thing that I do that might help you is I rarely delete people from my address book. I rarely delete people from my address book. And you say, but Ed, why? Well, here's why. Because I may have extended out and not have reminders anymore. And it may be a long time. I've been in this city now for 22 years. So my address book goes back 22 years. And I'm not saying I've never deleted. I definitely have deleted people out of my address book. But most I don't. And I have people dating back from the first days of the church. And the reason why I don't delete people from my address book is because, you know, if I'm going to make a phone call and I'm going through my address book and I'm looking through the E's and I come to the one I'm looking for and I go, okay, I also see the two before it and the two after it. And if I see one before, I go, man, I haven't seen that brother in a long time. I'm going to check in on him. And so I just send a quick text to check in on him. And I may not have seen them or even thought about them in 10 years, but I got to serve with them 5 years before that. And then they move on to another state or another place. And, you know, I'm not on Facebook anymore, so I don't get any of those reminders. But those of you that are on social media in that way, there's a lot of great ways that social media can remind you to connect with people. I used to use it that way, but I haven't been on Facebook in forever. So I have to use different tools. And one tool to follow on is just to keep their info in my address book. And again, what you want to do is minimize. You don't want to be known as a person who doesn't return your phone calls. You don't want to be known as a person who doesn't return your texts. I mean, as much tools we have for communication today, the church should be on top of this, man. We should be the masters at communicating and following up, following through, and following on. Please remember that. It is a process of relationship, that initial contact. And there's great software. I know a lot of churches use church software, church management software that can keep this going as well. And maybe your church does, and you can use this. But all that is a fancy database that designed for churches. And if you guys use one, great, use it and reach out to people and minister to them and check in on them and write things down, jot them down in your notes, because you need to follow up. So when we get a phone call here and you're in the office, you know, you should return it within hours. And the most is 24 hours. You should return your phone calls right away. Emails, you know, a day or two. You shouldn't let emails sit in your inbox. Because again, if you're using your inbox as a task list, then you're just going to be so overwhelmed, because some tasks don't need to be done for weeks, so you leave it in there. Some tasks don't need to be done for days, so you leave it in there. And before you know it, you got hundreds of emails. I remember a guy opening a phone, his computer here. He had thousands of emails, and I'm sure it was junk and everything, but that's the whole point. You don't want junk cluttering up your task list. Use your notes app, use a task list app, get that stuff. I still write things down on yellow notepads, and I write a little box, and I write, especially in our staff meetings, I'd write a little box and I'll just write something, so that I have any of the action items that are required for me that day. And again, you want to learn how to develop a reminder system in your heart and mind, so people don't fall through the cracks. And if you have ever fallen through the cracks, then you'll know how it feels. It feels like you're neglected. It feels like the church doesn't care. And it feels like, you know, your life's not important. And if they're calling for a crisis already, if they're already in crisis mode, then this is only makes folks feel worse. And I'm going to venture a guess, even listening to a podcast like this, that you're not wanting people to feel worse. You want to help. You want to serve. You want to step forward. So let's just do it. Don't let family be an excuse. Don't let ministry and all the things that, those are all going to be still happening in your life. That's, as a matter of fact, to serve your family and minister and go to the games with your kids and to enjoy a day out at Chuck E. Cheese or wherever, like that, of course, that's all going to happen. So these tools are helping you to be effective with both. And maybe even your spouse has been telling you that you've been missing things around the house too, because it's just, it never stops. It never stops. But when it comes to people, people are not tasks. Please remember that. People are not tasks. They are in their lives, their crisis, their challenge is an invitation to relationship, where you, as the representative of God Almighty, get to serve them for the long term. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." And that care and concern that you have for those that God allows in your life, it will shine through. So remember this, follow up, that's within hours, follow through days and weeks, maybe a month, and then follow on, that's months and years into the future. Even today, I had a few reminders that came up. One of them was the dad of my friend's wife that passed away a few years ago, and just reminding, you know, to reach out and encourage her as she lost her dad. And it's you know, I don't live daily with that memory, but she does. You know, and I turn that around and I go, man, you know what? I live daily, moment by moment sometimes, with the loss of my son, Eddie, and everything that we lost when he died, everyone that we lost when he died. I live with that daily. That's on my mind, on my prayer life, every single day. Sometimes, you know, multiple times an hour or more, sometimes better than others. But not everybody lives with the loss of my son, or no, but not everybody lives with that. And I don't expect anyone to. But I know my wife, I know my son, my daughter do. I know there are others that do, and that's great, but I know that not everyone's living, but if a certain date, I know I get texts and emails, I get, the Lord will put me on people's hearts and they'll respond to that. Like they'll step into my life because they have a relationship with me. Our relationship's not defined by my loss, but my loss is pretty significant. And so it is a part of our relationship. A lot of my friends, the Lord brought into my life after my son passed away. And I'm so grateful for that. He's so faithful to us. But here's the point. The point is that I know we're not living in everyone's pain every day, and nor could we. We wouldn't even be able to handle that. But we are a part of the body of Christ, and we can pray for them. We can call them, text them. But please return your phone calls quickly. Respond to your emails quickly. And don't forget that even when the funeral is over, it's not. The relationship's not. Even when the wedding is over, the relationship's not. Even when the hospital visit is over, the relationship is not. Even when the benign question about your ministry or just a connection point is over, the relationship is not. And we have the privilege of continuing on with people, following up, following through, and following on. And I just know that God will bless that. I know God will bless your care and your concern and your desire. God will bless that. And we want to be more and more in those places of God's blessing. And so be encouraged and follow up, follow through, follow on. And I know that the Lord will use you in greater ways. So this brings us to the end of the Lead to Serve podcast. Email me, ed@edtaylor.org, or text me at 720-608-0012. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your feedback. Leave me a review where you get your podcast, a positive review, of course. If you have a negative one, email me. I'd love to talk to you about it, but leave a positive review. It helps the search engines and all that, and so many people have, so thank you guys. And if you have any questions or any topics you want to see covered in future editions in our season 4, send me that as well. ed@edtaylor.org. Text me 720-608-0012. And pray for us, would you? Remember Calvary Church here in Aurora, Colorado. We're a Calvary Chapel. Pray for us. Pray for all the needs here. Pray for me. I pray for the audience. I may not know you personally, but I pray for those that are listening into this podcast and, you know, just growing in God's grace together. Ministry's hard, man. We got to do it together. We got to have each other's backs, grow in God's grace, and know that, man, the enemy wants to divide us, but we can maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace that we already have. Until next time, God bless you guys. And next week's topics will be communication, and we'll talk a little bit about communication. It'll go well with this episode today. God bless you guys.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Lead to Serve with Pastor Ed Taylor, a leadership podcast from Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado. If you have a leadership question you want to hear answered on a future Lead to Serve podcast, please email it to pastored@calvaryco.church. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe, rate, or review us on iTunes, and share us with your friends on social media. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on the Lead to Serve podcast.